Silent but deadly wealth killer number two, not controlling your debt and expenses. Debt is the single greatest enemy of wealth. Debt has become the American way of life. It is how we finance our enjoy-it-today lifestyles, but kill our secure tomorrow. Funny thing about income and expenses, though we all make different amounts, we spend just the same. How is that possible? We all have an income of fill in the blank, yet we all manage to spend, you guessed it, fill in the blank. Our necessary expenses seem to increase along with income. The college graduate making $30,000 spends exactly proportionately the same as the college professor that taught him who makes $90,000 a year. At the end of 10 years, most people have saved very little, and debt and their expenses are the major cause. Now, don't confuse necessary living expenses with desires. Most of what we expend on, consume on, and charge for are desires. Look in your closet, look in the garage. Most of what you are in debt for right now has long since worn out. Now, again, credit has become the American way of life. And I don't know if many of you remember, there were a few years ago when you used to be able to write off the interest on your credit cards, on your taxes. Uncle Sam then realized that we were all hooked on credit and they no longer needed to offer those tax-based incentives to encourage us to charge. As a result, when they pulled away the deduction, Americans kept doing what? Charging, charging, and charging. Debt again is the single greatest enemy of wealth. High interest rate credit card is the serial killer of wealth. Credit, if really explained, is the lowest form of prosperity. I'll say that again. Credit is the lowest form of prosperity. It is a way to get the things you desire, the things you believe you deserve and truly do deserve, but to get them now without waiting. Now, I'm not saying that credit is evil, that credit is wrong, or credit is bad, but getting in over your head, particularly to the point that you can't save 10% nor give to people that have need or to handle your day-to-day expenses, debt is wrong. The abuse of credit is wrong. The way to get out of the debt credit hole is to stop digging. Now, again, I'm not saying close accounts and cut up credit cards. For some of you, that may be the plan, but for others, the impact of your credit rating could be affected. Now, I am saying stop abusing credit. How do you know if you're abusing credit? You may be abusing credit if you are over the limit on all of your credit cards. Your debt-to-limit ratio should be below 50% on all of your accounts. So let's say you've got a limit on a Discover card of $1,000. That means your balance, your debt-to-limit, should be $500. It shouldn't be $1,050 where you're over the limit, getting higher interest rates, and it affects all your other cards when you get behind on one. You may be abusing credit if you can only make the minimum payments. You're paying $60 a month in payment, but the finance charge is $59.62, where literally only 38 cents is going toward the principal. You should be paying at least enough to pay off your current balances over the span of the next 12 months. So that means if you've got a $1,000 credit card balance, you should be sending $85 a month and not charging anything new except for emergencies. And no, a pedicure is not an emergency. You may be abusing credit if you fill out for every credit card offer you receive. Now, of course, I was a college student once, and they began to send me offer after offer after offer, and I filled it in, filled them in, got approved, and then I was locked and loaded into the debt and credit cycle. And it's taken me most of my adult life to get out of that game. Now, again, the responsible use of credit is a tool. The responsible use of necessary expenses is a great way of life. But if we're willing to delay our gratification just long enough to get our incomes raised, our expenses lowered, we could actually live a better quality of life. It is time to get control of debt before it gets control of you. But at a minimum, right now, right here, today, you need to create a budget. You need to create a budget that takes 100% of your take-home pay and immediately deducts what, according to rule number one, pay yourself first. 5%, 10%, whatever amount you can do immediately. Then take the rest of that budget and make out your necessary expenses. And then put a small amount in for enjoyment, because believe me, working hard 9 to 5 and overtime and 3 jobs isn't fun if you're not enjoying some portion of your income. But that should be reasonable and shouldn't overwhelm your expenses or your budget. Then I also believe, and we'll talk about it later, in the concept of giving. You should be able to help and give and volunteer and do things that give you a sense that there is more than enough and that your situation can be changed and reversed because you're helping someone else do the same. So again, today, set up a budget, 90% expenses, enjoyment, and giving. Again, silent but deadly wealth killer number 2, not controlling your debt and expenses.